Join the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio once again as Jeffrey Hopp, Agronomic Service Representative at Syngenta, will be discussing this time winter wheat seed care. Jeff, of course, welcome back inside the barn.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate this opportunity to join everybody again today and talk about seed treatments for the up and coming fall planting and winter wheat.
And there's a lot of guys right now that are getting their wheat seed cleaned, and it's already hard to believe. Starting to plant wheat is just around the corner. But let's go back a little bit and talk about some of the key pests in the cereal grains that growers should be preparing for right here in Colorado and the surrounding region.
Yeah, let's think about being able to talk about what growers should anticipate and be looking for planting this fall. You know, Brian, first what we really want to touch off on is really three points that growers need to do, and that's planning ahead. As you mentioned, seed is being cleaned, whether it is grower's own seed or if they're buying certified seed, choosing the right seed, knowing what has been the past history and issues in the field are important, which means scouting, going back, even looking at your past records, knowing what the issues were that were in the field. And another key topic is making sure that you utilize a high quality seed treatment and choose the right seed treatment to basically protect your bottom line. I mean, growers are making a huge investment into putting this crop into the ground, and you need to protect it every way possible. And a high quality seed treatment is basically a really good insurance policy to help with protection of the yield potential of each and every seed that'll be planted. And then, most important, something that oftentimes we overlook is we always look at the crop as it emerges and we evaluate what's going above ground, but we also need to protect the root health. A lot of research shows that by having a very robust, healthy root system, that we are able to have a better stand establishment, uniform stand establishment. And by having better roots going into the winter, we can withstand the harsh challenges that we face during the winter periods, where sometimes we can have open periods where there's no snow cover or limited moisture, and helps us get us through some of those more challenging times.
With that in mind, let's take a closer look at what's happening below the ground. But what are some of the signs that your wheat crop may be dealing with some sort of stress below ground? What do we look for?
Well, what you want to look for is first and foremost at stand establishment. Do you have uniform stand establishment? And then also look at the plant structure above ground. Is there a nice uniform plant above ground? You're not seeing any stresses such as wilting or any indicators of potential disease that could be in there. And what you want to look for, Brian, and I guess what I should go back and touch on when we talk about diseases and pests, if we look at 2020, some of the more problematic issues that growers dealt with, of course, are when you get a crop established, is from seed decay. Common diseases that contribute to seed decay are your Pythium species, Fusarium species, as well as Rhizoctonia. And then also think of, once that crop is established, there can also be several different insect pests that can be causing some of the issues that you see above ground. Maybe you see some plants where they're just not establishing them themselves as well. You may have some wireworm that's out in the field. You start to see your stand being reduced. These are all some of the things that we need to look at. And one of the other pests that we really need to take into consideration going into this fall is aphids. And when we look at aphids, there's a bunch of different species of aphids, but the primary culprits that can lead to diseases that often show up in the spring, such as yellow dwarf virus, or like your bird cherry leaf aphid and your corn leaf aphid. They can be actually the host that can transmit the virus. And so we want to really look at controlling all these different type of pests.
You meant timing's essential too, and a lot of guys are wondering, as dry as it is right now, when to plant after they did their seed treatment, pick their best variety to plant, and all that in mind too. This La Nina pattern just seems to be hanging on. It looks like for the next 10 days, we may be looking at even more dryness. So as we take a look at root health, and you mentioned this earlier, it has a direct impact and effect on yield potential. And tell us more about that.
Brian, it does. And a lot of research that has been carried out over the years has demonstrated that by establishing a root system below ground that is protected from these early season diseases that I talked about, whether it be Rhizoctonia and Pythium and Fusarium, you're allowing those roots to go deeper into the soil, go after the both the nutrients as well as the moisture, and to help basically get that crop established to be able to endure the extremes that we have through the winter. And when you look at that root system, any time that it's attacked, whether it be by an insect or by a disease, you are limiting the capability for that root to be able to expand, whether it be going deeper into the soil or lateral growth off to the side. And a lot of times you don't think about it, but insects, they can cause an injury point on that root, and then a disease basically can hitchhike on and impact that crop later. And really, when you think about it, later into the season, some of these diseases show up and can prematurely kill the crop. So we think of the Fusarium species in particular. You can have Fusarium root and crown disease set in, and a lot of times you also see take-all come in. So, you know, we only get one time a year to plant this crop and to protect its yield potential that each and every seed is programmed to deliver, and we really need to be cognizant of that.
Once again, my guest is Jeffrey Hopp, agronomic service representative at Syngenta. And, you know, with the 2020 has been a tough year, and the commodity prices aren't the greatest, and a lot of input costs. There's producers really looking at each and every one of them, but they really need to take seed treatments into account here and the importance of those. So let's talk a little bit more about how cereal seed treatments benefit seeds and emerging seedlings that are unable to protect themselves from invasive pathogens and pests, and why it's so important to spend the money on this input, the cost of seed treatments.
Brian, that is a really a great lead into how seed treatments can work. And if we think of a treatment in particular that Syngenta has called Cruzamax Vibrant Cereals, not only are we providing three different fungicides in this premix, but also an insecticide. And what we are protecting that seed from is seed-borne diseases as well as soil-borne. So a lot of times people don't even think about, well, I'm planting a seed, it's all healthy and ready to go. If you had any type of disease that was on that seed at harvest, and this is addressing more of Benrin seed, you potentially could have that seed impacted and not germinate, and later on have diseases come in. So kind of think of some of your bunts, for example. You've got carnal bunt, common bunt. Those are some of your seed-borne. And again, you know, you have your dampening off complex that's out there. So these three fungicides and Cruzamax Vitamin cereals are going to help that seedling germinate and help it develop a very healthy root system and establish a uniform stand and help it to maximize the usage of the water and the nutrient uptake even under drier conditions. And, you know, when you look at the cruiser component that's added in there, we're going to pick up some of your wireworm early season pressure, as well as because of the way cruiser is able to move readily within the plant and has that systemic movement above ground, we are going to give that early season protection from when aphids move in from a second generation basically becoming established. And when we look at it with the transmission of viruses, it's really key about controlling that second generation from really becoming established within the crop to help control the spread of these vectored viruses.
Yeah, it's something when you think about wheat seeds in the ground when you plant them 10 months before you get to harvest them, as long as you go through the weather and insect pressure and that type of stuff. And 10 months it's in the ground. So you need to do everything you can at the very beginning to make sure that seed, that in particular viable seed, has the best chance to produce what you need to make your operation better. We'll put a link to the Cruzamax cereal seed treatment online inside the barn adjacent to this interview. But where can the audience learn more about Syngenta and seed treatments like the ones we've talked about here today?
Ryan, everybody can go out to our syngenta-us.com site, and they can go under wheat and cereals portion, and they can learn about the seed treatments there. They can also go under the seed care portion. There will be access to labels, all of our literature, and there's actually links that can go out to some of the work that we've done within other crops with Cruiser and showing how Cruiser helps a plant, whether it be wheat, corn, soybeans, or other, manage during some of these biotic stress events that can happen. So think of fall time, it's ideal. We can get really hot during the day, then we can cool down really cold at night. We can have our soils cool down when we get some early snows. What Cruiser is trademarked for is its vigor effect, and you'll see on a gradient table where we plant on treated seed and then seed treated with Cruiser, and we go from around a 55 degree to a 75 degree gradient. You will see how Cruiser helps that seedling establish its roots and avoid these biotic stresses that we're talking about. What's really cool about the way Cruiser works is it works in that meristematical area, that root tip, and it helps cell elongation and development continue even under these adverse conditions. And combine that with the vibrance portion that's one of the fungicides that's been trademarked for its rooting power. The two really, really help protect an early wheat crops root system and help it get established and helping to hopefully achieve from the goals of starting strong, going through into the spring of growing strong, and of course finishing strong and delivering maximum yield potential.
Now, if we just had a seed treatment that would take care of drought, we'd be set.
Yes.
Any final thoughts before I let you go?
Final thoughts is, again, you know, make sure that the scouting fields, look for any green bridges that potentially could be out there, manage those, because those are hosts for insects to move into your 2020 fall wheat crop. I've had several calls last week coming on how do you manage corn leaf aphid in corn. So these issues are real out there with the hot, dry weather, Brian, that you just mentioned. It's kind of added to the pressures that we're going to see. Use your records, past history. If you've had any past history of any pests or insects in that field, we strongly encourage you to use a high quality seed treatment such as Cruisermax Fireman cereals. If you do have a past history of wireworm and it's been high, know that you can run the Cruisermax Fireman cereals at 5 ounces per hundred weight, and that'll give you low to moderate wireworm protection in through the early establishment in the fall and into early spring, and you can combat high wireworm pressures by spiking additional Cruiser 5FS in with the Cruisermax Fireman cereals. So really what we want everybody to do is we understand that you're making planning decisions, you're choosing your seed, whether it be certified seed or bin run. Know that at Syngenta we have a bunch of different tools in the toolbox to help you to protect your investment and to help you get that winter weed off to a good healthy start.
And like I said earlier, it's going to be interesting to see on the timing side of the equation as far as planting goes when that takes place, because if it stays dry and you plant early and it comes up green, we're seeing some presence of some big grasshoppers up this way, and you'll know they're going to be looking for something to eat because there isn't a whole lot in the pastures or the bar ditches at this point. So I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of guys looking to plant a little bit later than normal. Of course, for crop insurance reasons, you need to have that in this area by September 15th. But so we're right. It's right upon us, and folks need to be getting ready. And seed treatment is a very big input cost, but it's very important, and it has its place, especially with all the pressures out there on disease and that type of thing. Once again, thanks to my guest, Jeffrey Hopp, Agronomic Service Representative at Syngenta, one of the world's leading agriculture companies. Their ambition is to help safely feed the world while taking care of the planet. You can learn more online at Syngenta.com or follow them on Twitter and Facebook too. Thanks again, Jeff. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Brian.